socking it to charity. A group of beavers, the youngest group under the Scouts Canada umbrella, recently had a little bit of fun with rolled-up socks before donating them to the region's vulnerable population, using them for an indoor snowball fight. The eight members of the 14th Juan de Fuca Scouting Group in Metchison, ages 5 to 7, collected 30 pairs of socks for the charity Impact Hope, which has an outreach arm based in Victoria that serves people living on the streets. "I feel that the younger you start instilling this type of acceptance and kindness into our youth, the bigger chance we have of these youth growing into kind, compassionate adults," said Beaver leader Sandra Meyer, who plans to invite a representative of Impact Hope to thank the Beavers and tell them about the impact of their donation. Street. Michael's students win Science Fair Award. Two Grade 8 students at St. Michael's University School recently won the title of Innovators of the Year in the 12-15 age category at Science Fair BC's 2022 Youth Innovation Showcase. Liam Pope Lau and Fraser Tuck, both 13, won both the Grand Prize and People's Choice Award for their invention. Life Heat, the self-heating life jacket. The life jacket is designed to prevent hypothermia if the wearer falls into frigid water. Contestants in the virtual Youth Innovation Showcase submitted a 45-second pitch video and one-page report on their inventions. The competition was open to individuals or teams of two students aged 12 to 15, or 16 to 19. The top five projects from each age category were judged by industry experts. The two took home a $5,000 prize. Fund supports 4-H Clubs. Farm Credit Canada's 4-H Club Fund will donate $100,000 to 204 4-H Clubs in Canada, including six on Vancouver Island. The fund grants up to $500 per club, which can be used toward developing existing programs, covering the costs associated with local events and exchanges, supporting volunteers or purchasing resource materials. This is the 10th year of the fund, which is intended to support local activities that empower youth to be responsible, caring and contributing leaders. Farm Credit Canada has invested more than $1 million in the 4-H Club Fund since the program was established in 2013. "The FCC 4-H Club Fund enables us to engage more youth at the grassroots level, making it possible for clubs and leaders to access resources and plan programming which delivers world-class positive youth development for members all across the country," said Shannon Benner, 4-H Canada CEO. For more information, go to 4-h-canada.ca/clubfunds.chocolate-boxhouses. Decorate your View Royal House for the holidays and get a box of chocolates if your display is one of five chosen as the best. The municipality's Light Up View Royal Holiday Lights display contest is intended to reward residents who brighten spirits in the community this time of the year. "This is a great way of promoting community within View Royal while celebrating the holiday season," said Cowan. Damian Kowalowicz. Five lucky people will get a box of Rogers chocolates if their display is chosen by council. People can nominate neighbors or themselves in eight neighborhoods in the municipality. Send an email to info@viewroyal.ca to nominate a View Royal address. The deadline for nominations is December 23rd. For more information, go to View Royal's website. An appeal for blood donors. Canadian Blood Services is calling for blood donors as the national inventory of several blood types dips far below optimal levels. The problem is compounded by high cancellation rates for appointments, and difficulties staffing donor centers and donation events, as rates of respiratory illnesses including RSV, flu and COVID rise, the organization says. "Winter cold and flu season is upon us, and our cancellation rates have jumped significantly," said Rick Prinson, Canadian Blood Services Chief Supply Chain Officer, noting CBS is heading into the toughest weeks for collecting blood and blood products. Prinson said more than 25,000 open appointments must be filled across Canada by December 31. "Booking an appointment and donating will make all the difference. O-negative blood donors are especially needed because it can be transfused to any patient. Regular blood donations are also needed to ensure platelets are available," CSB says, noting platelets have a shelf life of only 7 days. To book an appointment, go to blood.ca, use the Give Blood app, or call 1-888-2-DONATE, 1-888-236-6283. Food Fight for Good Cause. Every year, three real estate offices in Oak Bay Village engage in a friendly competition for the Realtor Food Bank Challenge, in conjunction with the Truck Light Convoy. This year, the event collectively raised almost $10,750 and collected more than 860 kilograms of food to support local food banks. Engel and Volkers, the agency, and Pemberton Homes divided the proceeds between the Mustard Seed, the Rainbow Kitchen, and the Soup Kitchen downtown. While all the agencies raised a significant amount, Engel and Volkers raised the most, more than $7,000 and 44 kilograms of food. "We are so grateful for this significant donation," said Patrick Johnston, executive director of the Rainbow Kitchen. "This donation is literally changing lives. It's changing Christmas." In addition, $560 and 227 kilograms of food was donated in Oak Bay Village during the truck light convoy. The Realtor Food Bank Challenge is held as part of the Oak Bay Christmas Festival, presented by Oak Bay Village businesses through the Oak Bay Business Improvement Association. Super Singers The Arbutus Singers is holding a fundraising concert for a soup kitchen at St. Patrick's Catholic Church on Wednesday, December 21. Proceeds from the concert will go toward the soup kitchen, which has been running for 40 years in downtown Victoria. The singers will perform holiday favorites such as Ave Maria, Feliz Navidad, and Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. Admission is by donation. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. December 21 at the church, 2800 Haltane Avenue. For more information, go to arbutussingers.com. A Christmas Carol. Discover the spirit of a Victorian Christmas with a one-man performance of A Christmas Carol by actor Jason Stevens, at Craigderrick Castle, December 21, 22 and 23. Visitors to the castle can enjoy the traditional holiday decorations throughout the castle during self-guided tours before or after a performance. Tickets are $32.79. Show times for performances, recommended for ages 13 and up, are at 6 and 8 p.m. December 21, 22 and 23. Doors open at 5:45 p.m. for the earlier show and 7:45 p.m. for the final show of the day. Seating is on a first-come, first-served basis. Tickets are available, in advance only, online or by calling 250-592-5323 or visiting the Castle Visitor Center at 1050 Joan Cress. Access to the fourth-floor ballroom requires climbing 87 stairs. There is neither an elevator nor ramps. Masks are required when visiting. For more information, go to thecastle.ca/pages/christmas-at-craigderrick.pare@timescolonist.com.